we are at the realization here. That an old P.O. could be there also saying, but yes, I finally solved it, fixed it, healed myself. And it's interesting because number one first step was to avoid stress. The other one was realizing how I have felt this push on me. Pushed by others, pushed by myself. Always a push. Gotta do this now, gotta do that now. Are you late for that? Did you do that properly? Are you prepared for this? What do they think of you? You know, do you recognize that? And then all these things load up and you walk around and you can just find yourself in anxiety. You don't know why. So if you, and this is what you learn in hypnotherapy, for instance, or in your psychotherapist, I guess, in general, that anxiety and these kind of feelings and all depression, they just are there. You don't know where they come from. Well, they do come from somewhere. And that's the trick with this, that the source that they come from can be invisible. And what does that mean? Well, that's what we learn in deep psychology therapy. From the subconscious, from the, what I prefer to call the paraliminal, the deeper levels of us, the part of the mind that is beyond thoughts and forms and senses. So yeah. So therefore, it's good to think like that of a lifestyle. Will you avoid stress? And I remember when I was 22, I've been thinking about that year, the past week much. I didn't feel that. I put myself back there, almost regression, and I feel I don't have that push on me. Every morning I get up when I want to get up. I do what I want to do during the day or what I have to do, but I've arranged my life in such a way that there is not so much that I have to do. And then I can do what I want to do. And this is where I'm back now.